when that king of the north gives way to papal Rome assumes the role of the king of the north, and it meets the qualifications of how you define the king of the north, in the sense that it's papal Rome that rules Babylon, spiritual Babylon. It's after the time period of cross. It's now in the time when prophecy is understood in its spiritual setting, and the papacy is the head of spiritual Babylon. Therefore, it's the king of the north. And Revelation 11 teaches that atheistic France was the power that had the characteristics of Sodom and Egypt. So the power that controlled spiritual Egypt, at least in the 1798 time period, would be atheistic France. So when you come to verse 40 of Daniel 11, and it says, at the time of the end, and the time of the end is defined in the book of Daniel. You don't have to go anywhere else to define what the time of the end is. The time of the end is the end of a time prophecy. When you identify that, then you can understand that it's 1798, because this sequence of verses that is identifying the papacy from the end of verse 31, where they place the abomination of desolation, and then onward, this story is the story of the papacy. And in verse 40 it says, at the time of the end. Well, the time of the end, is, if you drop back into verse 35, in the flow of events that's identifying the papal power, in verse 35 of Daniel 11, and it says, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, for it is yet for a time appointed. Verse 35 is pointing forward at that point to the point in time when the time prophecy associated with the papal power comes to its fulfillment, and it calls that the time of the end. If you look at verse 33, when it's describing the persecution that takes place when the papacy is finally placed on the throne of the earth, verse 33 says, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by the flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. This many days, same many days that Christ refers to in Matthew 24 when he says, except those days should be shortened. The days, the prophetic days that the persecution of the papacy takes place is the 1206-year time period. And there's two or three places in the Great Controversy alone where Sister White identifies